This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. There's word this morning that North Korea has released Private Travis King, the U.S. soldier who crossed into North Korea in July. He is now in U.S. custody in China, we're told. North Korea claims that King confessed to entering the North illegally because he was upset by what it called maltreatment and racial discrimination in the U.S. Army. U.S. officials have said that King was declared AWOL. That can be punished by time in the brig, forfeiture of pay, or dishonorable discharge. Senator Bob Menendez, a New Jersey Democrat, is in federal court in Manhattan this morning, where he will answer corruption charges. He's charged with taking bribes. His wife is also charged in the case. The Hollywood writers' strike is over, but the actors' strike isn't.
Leaders of the governing boards of the East and West Writers Guild of America declared their nearly five-month-long strike over after both voted to accept a contract agreement with studios. As of midnight, screenwriters could now go back to work, although they still have to vote to ratify the contract in October. The agreement brought optimism to SAG-AFTRA members and writers who joined them in solidarity on the picket lines in Los Angeles on Tuesday, ER's Noah Wiley.
We'll stay in solidarity and support until the contract reflects what we wanted to.
Jack Black carried a sign saying, "We ain't done yet," outside Paramount Pictures.
Let's get it done.
I'm Jennifer King.
Mobs of masked teenagers ransacked Philadelphia stores last night. Police say there have been at least 15 arrests. Target just announced yesterday it's closing 9 stores in 4 states because of theft. The AP's Mike Hempen.
The company describes the decision to close as difficult. Target says it has invested heavily in strategies to prevent and stop theft and has trained store leaders and security team members to protect themselves and de-escalate potential safety issues.
This is AP News. Hospitality workers in one big city have voted to permit a strike. The AP's Julie Walker.
Las Vegas hospitality workers vote for the union to call a strike against hotels and casinos. A strike could impact Caesars Entertainment, MGM Resorts International, and Wynn Resorts, among others, which are the city's economic backbone. The union did not set a deadline for a walkout as it continues bargaining for better pay, benefits, and working conditions. MGM Resorts says it has a decades-long history of successfully bargaining with the union and believes that both parties are committed to negotiating a contract that is good for everyone. In Nevada, the Culinary Union is the largest labor union, representing about 60,000 hospitality workers statewide. Contracts for 40,000 of those members recently expired. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,